This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, possibly going to be an eventful evening. I'm not so sure. We'll talk about what we're not going to talk about here in just a moment. We're going to talk about normie voters. Someone's confused. How do they blow whichever way the wind blows? How do they go whichever way the wind? I wish I'd said that differently. Either way, we're going to do a bunch of emails tonight. We have an amazing idea for border security. More layoffs coming. Why do Hershey's bars not taste like they used to? All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let me tell you what I'm not going to do tonight. I am aware of the deadline that's coming 2 hours from now. What deadline? Here was Brett Baer, Fox News.
He called and I said, listen, if you were to put odds on it, what were the odds that this is going to end up being a negotiated deal? He said he wasn't going to put odds on it, but he said 8 p.m. is happening. That's what he said. He said, it is, if we get to that point, there is going to be an attack like they have not seen.
Right. 8 p.m. Eastern time. He was specific about it. It's 2 hours from now. Trump woke up this morning, fired off this one. Quote, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. And he goes on to say, I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. So on. Okay. Let me tell you what I'm not going to do. By the way, Iran already cut off communication with us. So it looks like it's 2 hours from now it's coming. I am not a war correspondent. I am not going to dedicate the last hour of the show to whatever is happening. And let me explain why. One, we can assess it all tomorrow and we will. But two, you can't trust anything anymore. I'm talking about online videos. I've seen so much false information. Remember when I tuned out on Russia-Ukraine about 5 minutes into it and I explained to you why? Everyone lies about everything all the time, especially during war. And they're posting old video from other parts of the world and calling it. I am not going to track whatever happens 2 hours from now live for you. I'm not. If you want to doom scroll social media while you listen, you are welcome to do so. Whatever happens, we will talk about it tomorrow once the facts have come in. Not rumors, not grainy internet video. Tomorrow, once we have facts on what happened, what didn't happen, where we're going from there, tomorrow, I give you my word, we will discuss it. He certainly sounds like a man who's heading that
way. They're very good bullshit artists. That's why for 47 years they've been bullshitting other presidents and they haven't done the job. And people are living in hell. You live in that country, they're living in hell. No, I think that 47 years of this stuff is long enough. They're at the weakest point they've ever been.
Okay. We'll figure it out tomorrow. Now let's move on. Jesse. It's mind-blowing to think that Norm and Norma would go right back to the left in 2028. Okay, let's talk about this. We know what happens during the midterms normally. What is the normal thing that happens? This isn't a Republican thing or a Democrat thing. What is the normal thing that happens? The party that won the presidential election, in the midterms, they usually get crushed in the House of Representatives and the Senate somewhat. You can't lose that many in the Senate because only one-third of the Senate is up for re-election, but they just get crushed. Crushed, usually. Now, you can do things to make that not as bad, and you can do things to make that worse, but it normally happens. So let's talk about what happened in Virginia, because I touched on it last night. Maybe you care about Virginia, maybe you don't, but that's not the point. Virginia had a Democrat governor. He made everything worse. Virginians got so sick of that they went to the polls and voted for Glenn Youngkin. Then, when Glenn Youngkin was done, they went to the polls and voted for a communist, Abigail Spanberger, and now they all hate her and she's making everything worse again. What's wrong with these people? I want to come back to what I touched on last night. Who makes the decisions in your life, in your company, in your society? Who makes the decisions is critically, critically important. And you know what's majorly important? Discrimination. Discrimination is such a wonderful thing that is treated as such a terrible thing. However, to make a point I've made 1,000 times, you discriminate on who you let in your home, right? If I come knocking on your door at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know me, and I say, hey, you want to come talk politics for a half hour? You are well aware of who I am, my values. You might be tempted to let me in, maybe. But if a guy wearing a do-rag with a teardrop tattoo pounds on your door at 10:30 at night, his pants are sagging off of his body, he looks like he just got out of state prison, and he says, let me in, you're going to say no. You might even call the cops. Why? Why are you discriminating? Why did you let me in and not let him in? Because you care about your home, the people in it, and the things in it, therefore you discriminate. A nation, if it wants to remain free and wonderful, has to discriminate on who gets to vote and who doesn't. And no politician, neither political party, wants to touch this with a 10-foot pole, because our society has become so incredibly soft that you have to act, I want to be inclusive. It's for everybody. No, it's freaking not. It was never supposed to be for everybody to vote. Sure, yeah, you can live here. That's fine. If you're a citizen, you can live here. You can live free. Federal government isn't going to tell you how to worship or anything like that. But this country was never designed to have every person who lives to the age of 18 vote in our elections. If you had told the founders that would be the case one day, they would have fallen out of their chairs and decided not to fight the revolution at all, because they knew full well that would be the end of the United States of America. We need more discrimination in this country, not less. It's time to discriminate. And then you'll get emails. You're probably typing one up right now. But who gets to vote? Who gets to vote? I don't know. Not you. No, I'm kidding. I mean, ideally, I want you voting. Why you? You care. You care enough to be listening to me right now. You could be listening to anything in this on-demand society right now. Anything or nothing. I do that sometimes. I just sit there in the quiet. Instead, you're listening to me. You care enough to listen to me. If everybody cared enough to pay attention, then we wouldn't have these endless swings in our elections. But people, they forget. They forget almost instantly. Democrats get elected and set about destroying every single thing they can touch as fast as they can possibly destroy it. The public wakes up and gets disgusted by them and says, oh my gosh, no more of that. Woo! Let's go vote for Republicans. And then Republicans, yes, they do their part to screw it up a lot, but Republicans can't possibly fix everything Democrats have destroyed in the very short time after they take power. And the public wakes up and says, well, still can't find a job. I'm going back to vote Democrats again. Now, you don't have those wild swings, but you know who does? Norm and Norma. That swing voter who doesn't have any core set of principles. He doesn't know anything about the Constitution, the founding. He certainly doesn't understand things like economics. He knows the 2 inches in front of his face, and that's how he votes. And in our country, the sad truth, because we don't discriminate on who gets to vote, our lack of discrimination means those freaking morons are the ones who decide who holds power in the United States of America. I wish it was you. I'd give up my vote if it was you. We may disagree on some things, but I know you're informed. You'll figure it out. You'll get it right most of the time. But it ain't you, and it ain't me. So we have to work and spread the message and try to shake our stupid normie friends up and get them voting the right way. That's where we are. All right, talk some fraud things next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, magnificent Tuesday where we believe in discrimination. We are fans of discrimination here on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. What, Chris? What? What's your problem? You wouldn't put it that way? Well, that's how I'm putting it, Chris. Either way, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and you're welcome to email in whatever you're offended. But Jesse, are you trying to say that I shouldn't have a vote? Yeah, probably. That's probably exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, I had this argument with Ob one time when I was complaining about the 19th Amendment, and she said, are you trying to say you don't want me to vote? I said, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Anyway, Todd Blanche is the acting AG. I'm not a fan. Haven't heard anything good, but I like this kind of stuff.
And so today I'm proud to announce in greater detail.
Do remember before I play it, should have said this beforehand. Do remember that anywhere where Democrats have all the political power, whether that be a city or, God forbid, a city and state, whenever Democrats have political power, the government system will essentially become a cartel, where the Democrats, in the interest of looting the treasury and keeping power for themselves, they will enable and aid all sorts of criminals, foreigners and domestic criminals, and they all will work together to loot the treasury. You will see this over and over again. I warned you when we started to learn about the fraud in Minnesota. I warned you that Minnesota was the tasty appetizer before states like California. California, top to bottom, has had Democrat rule for ages. And now here's how you have to think about it. You know, criminals are always thinking about more crimes. Always. That's what they do for a living. That's their job, essentially. How can I commit more crimes? How can I have a new score of some kind? Year after year after year after year, every year Democrats hold political power, they will be coming up with more crimes. Now think about California and how long that state has been under the rule of Democrats top to bottom. Now, back to Todd.
And so today I'm proud to announce in greater detail the creation of the National Fraud Enforcement Division. Its core mission will be to zealously investigate and prosecute those who steal taxpayer dollars and rip off the American people. We are going to staff this division by some of the department's best prosecutors. Every U.S. Attorney's Office across the country will also be joining this re-energized fight against fraud. This means, in pure numbers, that there will be an additional 93 prosecutors in every district across the country devoted to the mission of combating fraud with the National Fraud Enforcement Division.
Now, I hate to be Debbie Downer, because I like that. I like what I just heard. I don't think we have 93 prosecutors in every place. Remember how difficult it is because the legal profession is so communist, law schools are so communist, how difficult it has been to staff even the DOJ up with people we want, with people who aren't communists. So you're telling me we have, that'll amount to thousands? We have thousands of prosecutors waiting? I'm a little skeptical on that. Whatever, though. That sounds like a good plan. Todd goes on.
Who exactly are you targeting? Doctors, owners, when it comes to hospice fraud specifically?
Yes, exactly. I mean, everybody that participates in it. I mean, you see those, that fraud is the question was about hospice fraud. And that's the purest form of stealing from the American people's pockets, in that it is a lot of money designed to help the most vulnerable among us. And so, you know, who are we prosecuting? It depends on who's committing the crime. If it's the doctor, it's the doctor. If it's the hospital organization itself, fine. If it's the families of the patient, fine.
How many guys have been committing crimes out there? And they're pooping their pants right now thinking about this. It's no joke to have the Department of Justice focus their eyes squarely on you. Whenever you sick the Department of Justice on anything at all, they're going to take it down. The Biden administration, because they were communists, they focused on the right, and they just tore us apart. Trump's Department of Justice focusing on fraud. People committing hospice fraud are in trouble. Anyway, I did enjoy this from Todd.
You said earlier that this Department of Justice has indicted the President Trump 4 times. Can you explain what you based that statement on? Because obviously you now run this department. Are you basing that on your experience as a defense lawyer for the president, or are you basing that on
What you wrote. What is that? What kind of question is that? He got indicted 4 times. He got indicted in Florida, and then he got indicted in D.C., and then they superseded in Florida, and then they superseded in D.C. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's not, am I breaking news there that he got indicted 4 times by the feds? This department indicted him 4 times.
I only played that because I hate reporters and I love it when people dunk on them. That's really it. I'm a petty, spiteful, hateful human being, and I hate reporters. Can't help it. And what, Chris? I'm also pro-discrimination, Chris. And pro-jock. Let's not forget about that. I like jock. I discriminate against other natural herbal supplements because I love my jock so much. And I love the company as much as I love the product, to be honest with you. I so respect companies that have guts. You can go look at Chalk's social media. They're not hesitant to get involved. While other corporations are crapping on this country and this country's values as fast as they possibly can, the anti-communists at Chalk are all about America, baby. And you can feel good again. You remember what it was like to have energy all the time? I look at my kids. They're just always fired up. They're always ready to go, always ready to do something. You look and you think, oh, to be young again. You don't have to be young again. You need some natural herbal supplements from Chalk and you'll be ready to go. Male vitality stacks, female vitality stacks. It's time. You're 90 days away from feeling like a new person. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Did you hear J.D. Vance in Europe? I really, really love it. I've told you this before, that we now have an administration, when they go overseas, they talk like this instead of going overseas and apologizing for America.
We love Europe. We love it. How can we not? We were birthed from this continent, the United States of America. We love its people. We love its culture, we love its beautiful architecture, and we love the amazing history of this continent. But because we love this culture and these peoples, we reject the faceless bureaucrats who would drive your energy costs through the roof and open your country to millions of unvetted foreigners in the name of progress.
Sounds like J.D. Vance is also pro-discrimination. I love that. What, Chris? Look... I wouldn't run on that as for president, but I like that's how he's thinking. All right, we'll talk about foreigners here real quick. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday.
In the name of a just, merciful God.
We're going to get to some emails tonight. I promise you we are. What, Chris? We are. Jesse. I grew up in a tiny town in western Pennsylvania. I'm not going to name it. Just north of Pittsburgh. Or you know what? I can name it. Kittanning, he says. I moved away when I enlisted after 9/11, eventually settled in Colorado. Last night, a friend of mine sent me a video of the DMV in my hometown, and there's a line out the door of Middle Easterners trying to get an ID. Seeing this in my hometown, I think a little piece of me died on the inside. He said, Semper Fi, brother. His name is Matt. I am so angry about the looting of the United States of America by foreigners and the politicians who brought them here. I'm so angry that for decades we have massively imported foreigners into this country and we've just handed the country over to them. And that story I just read is the story in town after town, city after city across the United States of America. And by the way, did you see today? We had 20 House Democrats working with 20 House Republicans on something called the, quote, Dignity Act. Please don't let your eyes get stuck. I know they about rolled into the back of your head right now. And surprise, surprise, it's an amnesty bill for all the foreigners who came here. And they know amnesty is a dirty word in politics. So every single one of them are out there right now trying to say it's not an amnesty bill. But it's, of course, an amnesty bill. I have become so radicalized on this issue. I am getting closer and closer, as I've told you before, to being a single issue voter. I want the mass deportation of foreigners. I want the illegals out of my country. I want legals, lots of them, denaturalized and deported out of my country. I want 50 million, 100 million foreigners removed from my country so I can go to a tiny town in western Pennsylvania again and actually run into a single person who speaks English as their native freaking language. That's what I would like. And I've gotten to the point now where anytime anyone brings up on any issue at all, that's my answer. Hey, what do you think about taxes? The mass deportation of foreigners. What about border security? The mass deportation of foreigners. What are your thoughts on abortion? I think we should mass deport foreigners. Jesse, what about Russia, Ukraine? I think we should massively deport foreigners. What about Iran, Israel, the war right now? I think we should massively deport foreigners. That's my answer to about everything because it will solve so many freaking problems in this country. And so many of the problems we currently have, we would never have if it wasn't for the mass importation of foreigners. This scumbag never sees office in New York City, except we massively imported freaking foreigners.
We stand here together at New York City Health and Hospitals Bellevue, opening an outposted therapeutic housing unit for incarcerated individuals, the first facility of its kind. I am deeply grateful to the many advocates and activists who have fought tirelessly to advance a more just and compassionate approach to carceral care.
He's crazy. Yep. He's going to destroy New York. Yep. He never sits in that office without the mass importation of foreigners. This guy, there's a chance if the winds blow against us, this guy's going to be the next Democrat senator from Maine. How does that happen?
There is structural power in the Senate to deal with the Supreme Court. It's going to matter. It's going to require us to get the majority. But at that point, I very much think that we need to be exercising ethics oversight over the court. If we held Supreme Court justices to the exact same standards we hold federal judges, there is a compelling case for the impeachment and removal of at least two.
That's Graham Plattner. It's probably a coin flip on whether or not that guy's going to sit in the Senate. People love to point out that Democrats are unpopular, and of course they're unpopular. They're demonic and destructive. They're insane people. People like to point out things like
this. Look at this. Net favorability. Party ahead at this point. Midterm of years with the GOP president. In 2018, Dems were up by 12. In 2006 on net favorability, which party you like more? Dems were ahead by 18. Republicans are actually ahead on net favorability at this point by 5 points. So Democrats are just simply put running behind their previous benchmarks, and they need to be running well ahead of them if they want to take back.
Democrats, they're not popular. No. They're not popular with Americans. They're not popular with people who were born in this country. They're very, very popular with the barbarian hordes who've been brought in here from every dump across the planet. Who do you think all those Haitians are voting for? Remember when 14,000 of them showed up at the border and Joe Biden overnight brought them all into your country, didn't send any of them away, brought them into the country? Who do you think they're voting for? Who do you think all those people from Somalia are voting for? You know exactly who they're all voting for. And that's why they were brought here. And that's why I am getting closer and closer to being a single-issue voter, because as I have pointed out before, if we get them out and stop bringing them in, America changes back to what it was overnight. We are saved overnight if we get them out. And if we cannot win in the end. You cannot overcome the numbers. That great Napoleon quote, quantity has a quality all its own, is 100% true, certainly when it comes to mass immigration. You can't work hard enough getting out the vote, donating money, running for office. It takes the power out of your hands if we don't stop massively importing people from foreign lands. And I want to reemphasize again that today, 20 Republicans in the House of Representatives co-sponsored an amnesty bill. And I'll tell you something else. I've been looking. There's a chance I missed it. I've been looking. Have you seen Republican leadership say things like, that's dead on arrival? Not an option? Chris, did you see anything like, did I miss it? There's a chance I missed it. If I missed it, my fault. But that's kind of one of those things GOP leadership, top to bottom, should come out and say, no, never. That's the kind of thing I want to hear from Donald Trump on immediately. Not that I want to distract from Iran, but I would really like to hear from Trump, from Thune, from Mike Johnson. I'd like to hear from every single powerful Republican immediately that the Dignity Act is not something that's ever going to see the light of day. I know everyone's distracted right now with foreign affairs. I'm a little bit concerned about my country. I'm concerned that we are not focused at the moment. And J.D. Vance's concerns for Europe are my concerns for America.
We love Europe. We love it. How can we not? We were birthed from this continent, the United States of America. We love its people. We love its culture. We love its beautiful architecture. And we love the amazing history of this continent. But because we love this culture and these peoples, we reject the faceless bureaucrats who would drive your energy costs through the roof and open your country to millions of unvetted foreigners in the name of progress.
Joe Biden let in 20 million of them in 4 years. 20 million of them. Rapists, murderers, terrorists, thieves, entire criminal gangs brought here on purpose by Democrats. That is my concern. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. This guy says, if Iran does not capitulate, even after the oil and bridges are destroyed, that's the subject. Hey, Jesse, I was just thinking the only thing left to do if Iran doesn't capitulate and open up the strait is to do a limited ground invasion of all Iranian territory within range of the strait. This would be a good opportunity to force our allies to join in a multinational coalition to protect the oil flow. Any allies who refuse could be denied any access to oil. Just a thought. All right. First, force our allies. Do you remember, Chris, grab that clip from of Trump from yesterday when he was naming allies. Now, remember, Donald Trump is very upset with European countries, but Donald Trump didn't name European countries here. The countries Donald Trump named, you could easily make the case, are our most reliable allies. Listen to what Donald Trump said.
Think of it. And it's not just NATO. You know who else didn't help us? South Korea didn't help us. You know who else didn't help us? Australia didn't help us. You know who else didn't help us? Japan. We've got 50,000 soldiers in Japan to protect them from North Korea. We have 45,000 soldiers in South Korea.
Yeah, we got to protect us. So we have to understand something. We have to be very clear-eyed about something. For, I'm sure, a whole host of reasons, we cannot force our allies to help. We have asked, and they're not helping. We have threatened, and they're not helping. Donald Trump has done the carrot. He has done the stick. And even our closest ally, look, we're not talking about the Frances of the world. Our closest allies have said, oh, we're not getting involved. So we have to be clear-eyed about something going forward here. It's us and Israel. That's it. Even our, quote, Middle East partners, countries like Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabia, they have an interest in seeing Iranian power diminish, obviously. It would benefit them. And Saudi Arabia has been vocally very, very supportive of us. Yeah, go get them. You get them. Beyond that, nothing. There's no help coming. And the help Israel can give us is extremely limited because as technically proficient as they are, there aren't very many of them. The tiny little country. So let's set them aside. It's us and nobody else. We have to be clear-eyed about that. There's not going to be the cavalry coming here, no matter what we do. The rest of the world, even countries we like, they didn't want this, and they want nothing to do with this. Nothing. And again, it's not just the countries we like to make fun of, like France and Spain and Japan said, nah, not interested. Thanks. What, Chris? Chris said, just give us something, a plane, aerospace, oil. Well, it shows you how against this all these other countries were. Now, you can argue they were right or argue they were wrong. That's not what I'm saying here. They didn't want it, and they don't want to be involved. That's one. Two, you mentioned a limited ground invasion for the areas close to the Strait of Hormuz. And we can understand with the movement of troops over there that some ground troops is probably being considered, ground troops somewhere probably being considered. We're not going to know until the coming days if everything doesn't work out, probably being considered. But please understand this. The area, the landmass in Iran that's right by the Strait of Hormuz, it's mountains. Mountains. It is essentially a mountain range. You can go look it up on a map. You can use Google, go look it up. It is mountains. What have we learned about Iran? Something that national security experts will have known for a long time, but now it's something everybody knows. Iran views shutting down the Strait of Hormuz as their card they can always play. If they lose militarily, you know, they couldn't withstand our military. They didn't have a chance. But they always can do that. What do you think Iran has been doing in those mountains for a very long time? I do not have confirmation of this, so I want to stress this. Let me say this two or three more times so you don't take this as gospel. I do not have confirmation of this. I do not have confirmation of this. However, I've talked to a couple military guys who have told me Iran has been digging in fortifications into the mountains by the Strait of Hormuz for a very, very long time. This is not some passive project. I have been told that they have dug in and built up essentially mountain fortresses there. When you say things like a limited ground invasion, we're not talking 20 BKs parachuting into the mountains, zapping a few terrorists in the head, and calling it a day without losing a man. There is no limited ground invasion of those mountains without people coming home in boxes. That wasn't to be doomsday or anything like that. I just wanted you to be clear-eyed. Getting onto Karg Island, possibly doing something on Karg Island, is one thing. If your plan is to clear those mountains out of any Iranian resistance, we are talking a very long, very bloody campaign. It's just I wanted to be clear about that. All right, we will move on and discuss other things. Well, we'll get through some emails is what we're going to do. Well, first of all, let's talk about pain relief. No one likes to live with pain. Nobody. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, oh, I'm so happy my elbow hurts again. Sucks. Sucks at work. It sucks at home. It sucks when you're playing. Maybe there's even things you don't do that you used to do. You can do those things again when you start taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor can give you back a pain-free life, and they do it without drugs. You don't need drugs. You need a supplement. A unique formula of natural ingredients that support your body's natural response to inflammation. Over a million people have already tried it. Almost 70% went on to order it again. Go to ReliefFactor.com and try it. 3 weeks of it's $19.95. ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.